Welcome to Alt Universe Top 40. My name is John McMullen. For the next hour, we will listen to some records, talk about chart positions, and make some good-hearted adjustments that time and taste demand. On today's installment, we will hear a single that went all the way to number one in South Africa, an early MTV song whose title is also the name of the new wave act that recorded it. For our little slice of heaven at number seven, we will appreciate the smooth saxophone of a jazz legend that recorded 24 albums for the Blue Note label between 1960 and 1969. Then he released 8 for CTI, 9 for Fantasy, and 4 for Elektra. Unbelievably, this prolific musician turned out 45 albums in 22 years. Later, we will examine a true classic of 90s alternative music, a song that is universally loved, but surprisingly never charted at all on the Billboard Hot 100. Finally, for our Hall of Perfection track, we will present a single that hit number one in Billboard, Cashbox, and Record World, and won a Grammy for Best Pop Vocal Performance Male for the high-profile solo act that recorded it. In an interesting twist, though, the Grammy winner did not sing the lead vocal of the entire song himself. One of his background vocalists handled the first two lines, and a different background vocalist took the next two. But first, just as we do each week, we begin with a selection that, at some point, was perched at number 40. Some of these were on the way up, some were on the way down. Some hit number 40 for a one-week peak and then fell off the charts at the speed of sound. What kind of number 40 do we have today? Well, we opened the door with a single by an artist that had the mind-boggling distinction of having the number one album in the United States with his new group during the same summer that he logged a number one single with his old band in Canada from an album that hit number one in both countries 10 years earlier. This artist really did have an Auntie Jen and a brother Michael, both of whom are referenced in the lyrics of this bouncy mid-tempo number. While we do not believe that this left-handed bassist had a real Uncle Ernie, his good friends Ringo Starr and Keith Moon both played the part of Uncle Ernie in different productions of the rock opera Tommy.
Someone knocking at the door, somebody ringing a bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing a bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let him in. Ooh, yeah. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody ringing the bell. Someone's knocking at the door, somebody's ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door, let them in. Yeah, let them in. Somebody ringing the bell. Someone Someone's knocking at the door. Somebody ringing the bell. Do me a favor, open the door and let them in.
Checking Phil and Don Everly, along with some other familiar and not so familiar characters. That was Paul McCartney and Wings with Let 'Em In, which spent a week at number 40 in Record World, on its way to a peak of number 4 there, number 3 in Billboard, number 2 in England, and number 1 in Cashbox. It also spent another week at number 40 on its way back down the Record World chart.
Alt Universe Top 40.
At number 20, we have an album track released by an act from Glasgow, Scotland, that racked up 5 top 40 singles and 4 top 20 albums on the British charts between 1984 and 1989. This particular selection was included in the group's debut release, which was hailed by the New Musical Express as one of the top 100 albums of all time.
I was looking for a rhyme for the New York Times when I sensed I was not alone. Said you know how to spell audaciously. I could tell I was in love. And so I forced a smile contrary to my style, and she looked into my eyes. She said you want to go to heaven, or would you rather not be saved? Here comes my train. I'm on my way. Will you not see? I don't need your sympathy. I won't read your poetry. All sweetness, please. So she took me back to a basement flat, which was down on Charlotte Street. Though it was never my intention, no, we were not intense, not least because, well, if you must just take, then I'm a piece of cake. That is what she said to me. And so I gave myself to her charity. Well, at least that's how it seemed. Here comes my train. I'm on my way. What got into me? I don't need your sympathy. I won't read your poetry. Oh, bittersweet. times when I was distracted. Yes, those were precious times together that we wasted. Now I'm working hard for my union card. I must be leaving Charlotte Street, though it was never my intention to stay so long. So
with a song that should have been released as a single in the United States and should have, at the very least, hit the top 20 in Billboard, Cashbox, and Radio and Records. That was Lloyd Cole, along with The Commotions and Charlotte Street, yet another track that I only knew because DJ Melissa Blazik gave it spins on 88.1 FM, KCOU, Columbia, Missouri.
This one went to 11.
My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 11, we have a song written by Joni Mitchell. When Joni recorded it, she used the exact same instrument that Freddie Mercury refused to play on that Queen classic we heard last week, You're My Best Friend. That's a Wurlitzer electric piano. Joni's version, featuring the electric piano, was released as the B-side to her Big Yellow Taxi single in 1970. When her buddies decided to record their own cover version of her song, they decided to arrange it for a full rock band. Their instrumental lineup featured Graham Nash on electric piano, Stephen Stills on organ, Neil Young on lead guitar, and David Crosby on rhythm guitar, with Greg Reeves on bass and Dallas Taylor on drums. Stills takes the lead vocal with the amazing voices of Graham Nash, David Crosby, and Neil Young behind him. peaking at number 11 in Billboard, 13 in Cashbox, and number 3 in Canada, that was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, with one of three versions of Woodstock released during 1970. While we mentioned Joni Mitchell's own version a moment ago, Matthews Southern Comfort, a band put together by Ian Matthews, also charted with a completely different arrangement of Woodstock, hitting number 17 in Cashbox and 23 in Billboard. Because Ian's version came out in the fall of 1970, we will likely play his and Joni's sometime this coming autumn. At number 10, we have a song called Talk Talk by the four-man British New Wave rock act, also known as Talk Talk. Back in the early days of MTV, the video to this song received quite a bit of airplay, which doesn't exactly match up to its number 88 peak in Cashbox or its number 75 peak in Billboard. A dance version of the song made it up to number 63 and, based almost solely on its MTV play, worked its way up to number 26 on the album Rock Tracks chart. In Australia, it cracked the top 40, reaching number 33, and in South Africa, it went all the way to number 1. Song Talk Talk, that was the band Talk Talk, who I happened to catch in concert in Cambridge, England, back in the mid-80s. Contrary to the reputation that has plagued many synthesizer-based groups from that period, they were absolutely incredible live.
Number nine.
At number 9, we have a five-man rock act that was one of the first ever to be called heavy metal, after they themselves used the term in the lyrics to one of their hit songs. The group was made up of the former members of the Canadian rock band The Sparrows. After The Sparrows folded, noted ABC Records producer Gabriel Meckler suggested that they try again. Meckler also recommended that they change the band's name from The Sparrows to an attention-grabbing moniker first used by novelist Hermann Hesse, Steppenwolf.
No.
guess I'll take you away. Last night I owned a Lennon's Lamp, and so I wished that I could stay before the thing could answer me. Well, someone came and took the lamp away. I looked around, a lousy candle's all out. Inside the let the sound take you away.
Spending a week at number 9 in Record World, on its way up to a peak of number 3 in Billboard, number 2 in Cashbox, and number 1 in Canada. That was Steppenwolf and their ABC Dunhill single, Magic Carpet Ride.
Alt-Universe Top 40!
Auden and Gray should have reached number 8.
Now we are up to a song that is modern and great and truly should have reached number 8, or higher, on several charts. A moment ago, I mentioned with great affection that tenacious little radio station that listeners to this show have now heard about frequently, KCOU. That centerpiece of the music scene in Columbia, Missouri, benefited and shaped every single person that touched it. One of the amazing musicians that was firmly entrenched in the Columbia scene back in the day was vocalist and lyricist Leslie Craig. I say lyricist because she and I wrote several songs together, two of which were recorded for the never-released second album by The Trend. While those tunes were pretty decent, if you really want to be knocked out, go to YouTube and track down the April 18, 1987 episode of Star Search. While we don't have the rights to play a song from an old Star Search performance, we can certainly talk about it and encourage you to use your own resources to look it up. At the 28 minute and 37 second mark, there she is. Her name was Leslie White at that point, and her pure voice is the same one that several years later graced this Billy Smiley produced country rock gem, Rockstar.
A day old pizza, what's left of last night's beer? The checkout's 11:30. I'm late getting out of here. The boys look like zombies. The bus feels like jail. I drank too much tequila last night. That's why I feel like hell. Been living like a rock star. I've been trashing hotels and clothes. Thinks I'm rich. If I made any money, I ain't seen none of it. But I'm famous somewhere. Yeah, at least in my hometown. Yeah, I might as well be Elvis. Oh, and the lights go down. Been living like a rock star. I've been trashing hotels.
song from 2010 that is modern and great and should have reached number 8. That was the amazing Leslie Craig, who many years ago jumped up and harmonized a whole set with me at a punk pop club in Nashville called The End.
Universe Top 40.
Now we are up to our little slice of heaven at number 7. It is a selection from the debut recording by a jazz artist that was so prolific that he released an astounding 45 albums in a 22-year span. Stanley William Turrentine was born on April 5, 1934 in Pittsburgh. He was raised in a musical family, with his mother being an accomplished pianist and his father playing saxophone in the Savoy Sultans. In the early 50s, Stanley came into his own, first joining Lowell Fulson's ensemble and in 1953 replacing the legendary John Coltrane in Earl Bostick's group. His momentum was briefly halted in the mid-50s when he went into the service. Upon his discharge in 1959, he was immediately picked up by the Max Roach Band. By the following year, everything came together for Stanley. He started recording and proved to be one of the most prolific jazz instrumentalists to ever enter a studio. Sometimes he was the band leader, sometimes he was in the band. He played with every big name in the world of jazz, amassing an incredible number of sessions as a side man. Between the years 1960 and 1982, Stanley Turrentine turned out 45 albums. Between 1960 and 69 alone, he recorded 24 albums for the Blue Note label. Then he released 8 more for CTI, 9 for Fantasy, and finally 4 for Elektra. After leaving a large amount of material to appreciate, Stanley Turrentine died of a stroke in New York City in September of 2000. Our little slice of heaven today belongs to him.
Thank you.
From 1960, that was jazz master Stanley Turrentine and Our Little Slice of Heaven at number 7, Little Sherry, released on his debut album for the Blue Note label, Look Out. Since our last broadcast, we have received messages from all around the world. Mina from Cyprus sent us a message on Mixcloud to let us know that our show was one of her favorites. She liked the mono mix that we posted 2 weeks ago. Well, Mina, thank you so much for getting in touch with us. We are thrilled that you found us on Mixcloud, and we hope that you like the mono and stereo mixes of this show. Both will eventually make it to Mixcloud, you know. Thomas from Virginia heard our 9455 kilohertz broadcast on WRMI. He tells us to keep up the good work. He also visited the page on our website that lists every song we have ever played. Because he didn't notice Marshall Crenshaw's name, he asks if we aren't big Crenshaw fans. Well, Thomas, all I can say is stay tuned to this broadcast. Can you hear us? If you can, please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email addressed to john@altuniversetop40.com. We would love to hear from you.
This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 6.
Now we are up to our bonus hit at number 6, awarded to an act that has placed at least 6 albums into the top 40 of the album charts. With 32 studio albums, 3 live albums, and 1 compilation in the top 40 of the album charts, this prolific singer-songwriter and self-described activist certainly qualifies. And the song that should have charted at least 25 places higher than it did in the U.S. is one that came about after this particular singer-songwriter came into a large amount of money following the success of his 4-man rock band. Once he received his royalties, he bought the Broken Arrow Ranch in Northern California. In his own words, quote, "There was a couple living on the ranch that were the caretakers, an old gentleman named Lewis and his wife Clara, and Lewis took me for a ride in this blue Jeep. He gets me up there on the top side of the place, and there's a lake up there that fed all the pastures, and he says, 'Well, tell me, how does a young man like yourself have enough money to buy a place like this?' And I said, 'Well, just lucky, Lewis, just real lucky.' And he said, 'Well, that's the darndest thing I ever heard. And I wrote this song for him.'" Close quote.
"Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life. 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Somebody
with Old Man, a single that featured the backing vocals of James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. That was singer-songwriter Neil Young, one-fourth of that supergroup we heard back at number 11. While this single stalled at number 31, we think it should have reached number 6. My name is John McMullen, and this is Alt Universe Top 40. At number 5, we have a rip-roaring rock and roll standard performed by the former leader of the legendary group from Memphis, the Gentrys, who reached number 4 back in 1965 with their million-selling single for MGM Records, Keep On Dancin'. And you may recall that in episode 35, we played a later single by the Gentrys, Cinnamon Girl, a song written by the artist that we just heard at number 6, Neil Young. In fact, the Gentrys' version on Sun battled it out with Neil's own version on Reprise back in 1970, with airplay split during the initial run of both singles. Once the song went into recurrent play, though, Neil's own version completely took over, with the cover by the Gentrys all but ignored by album-oriented radio in the United States. But thanks to powerhouse rock stations in St. Louis, Memphis, Tampa, and New Albany, Mississippi, the Gentrys' lead vocalist, Larry Raspberry, was not ignored. After the breakup of the Gentrys, Larry formed the High Steppers and landed a deal with Mercury. After the clever minor hit, Older Woman, Larry Raspberry and the High Steppers went on the road, with one of their concert dates captured for a live album called We Have Not Yet Begun to Sweat. The lineup for this album featured Larry himself on vocals, rhythm guitar, and piano, Greg Morrow on drums, Mark Bryan on bass, Missy Carroll on background vocals and percussion, and knocking out two scorching solos during this track on lead guitar, you guessed it, the ever-present Jack Holder.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. My money don't try to save. My heart says go, go, have a time, cause it's Saturday night and I feel fine. I'm gonna rock it on, gonna rip it up, gonna shake it up. Honey, I'm gonna fall it up, gonna rock it up and ball tonight. Along about 10 I'll be flying high, somewhere out, got to the sky. But I don't care how I spend my dough, cause tonight I'm gonna be wild.
at number 5 with their version of Little Richard's Rip It Up. That was Larry Raspberry along with his High Steppers from their energetic live album We Have Not Yet Begun to Sweat.
Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 4.
Now we are up to number 4, which means that we are going to play a song that charted significantly better in England than it did in the United States. Today's selection charted at number 2 on the alternative charts in the United States as an album track, but sadly failed to chart on the Billboard Hot 100 because Reprise Records made the inexplicable decision to release it as a single everywhere in the world except for the United States. While it reached number 11 on the overall pop charts in the UK, more appropriate chart statistics were earned in Canada and Australia, where it hit number 5 and number 2, respectively.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
At number 4 with the 4th most played song of the decade, and yet another hit recording containing a string arrangement by David Campbell. That was Green Day from 1997 and Good Riddance, Time of Your Life.
Making changes that time and taste demand. This is Alt Universe Top 40.
Number 3.
Now we are up to our 3 from way downtown. And today, when I say downtown, I am actually talking about a track from an album called Downtown. Marshall Crenshaw's self-titled debut album for Warner Brothers, produced by Sire Records co-founder Richard Gadaher, rendered a top 40 pop hit with the song Someday, Someway, and contained 5 other college radio staples that we will, with a high degree of certainty, play in the future. After jumping from Gadaher to U2 producer Steve Lillywhite, Crenshaw's sophomore effort, Field Day, generated the modern rock hit Whenever You're On My Mind, but received mixed reviews and stalled at number 52. For his next effort, Downtown, most of the tracks were produced by T-Bone Burnett. But my favorite track from that album was an odd combination of lyrics and music called Blues is King, produced by Crenshaw himself, along with REM producer Mitch Easter. While the song's lyrics praise blues as a form of music, the actual music itself is some kind of strange hybrid of psychedelic and rockabilly.
Yeah, blues is
Are three from way downtown, and actually from an album called Downtown. That was Marshall Crenshaw and Blues is King, a track that was played regularly on KCOU Columbia, WLYX in Memphis, and over the old crackly speakers in the legendary night spot known as the Hoka in Oxford, Mississippi.
All Universe Top 40.
Number two.
Now we are up to number two, which means that we are going to play a selection that should have hit number one. And I must confess, I truly missed the mark on this one when it was released back in October of 1980. The very first time I heard it on the radio, I boldly predicted to trend drummer Brian Mitchell that the Babies had finally come up with a number one hit. Record World seemed to agree, publishing this glowing review, quote, "The LA-based quintet had two top 20 hits last year, and they're back with another surefire AOR pop smash. Vocalist John Waite is once again in the spotlight, while Wally Stocker's piercing guitar riffs are as refreshing as they are ear-catching," close quote. As it turned out, though, this Keith Olsen-produced single started fast but ran out of steam at number 42. To me, the song itself, written by John Waite and Jonathan Cain, seemed to have everything that an album-oriented rock single should have contained in 1980. But it wasn't meant to be. By the end of the year, the group cut their tour short when Waite was injured by a fan during a Cincinnati concert. Then, Journey swooped in and made an offer to Jonathan Cain that he couldn't refuse, and that was the end of that. But don't forget that long before Waite hit number one with Missing You, and 2 full years before Cain wrote that universally known piano intro for Journey's Don't Stop Believin', these guys were Babies.
To cry. Walk away.
Number two with a single that I predicted incorrectly to be a number one record back in 1980. Those were the Babies and their single released on the Chrysalis label, Turn and Walk Away. Now we are up to our Hall of Perfection track at number one. It is a legendary track from an album that hit number one on numerous charts. As a single, it also hit number one across the board. It was nominated for 3 Grammy Awards, Record of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Performance Male, and Song of the Year. It won for Best Pop Vocal Performance Male. Oddly enough, if we were to get technical in a nitpicky way, the vocal performance on this particular single should be called Vocal Performances. If you listen closely, the voices at the beginning of the record are not the familiar voice that takes over and finishes the song. The first 2 lines are sung by studio musician and vocalist Jim Gilstrap. The next 2 lines are then handled by another studio pro, Lainey Groves. Then, for the remainder of the track, Gilstrap and Groves and session singer Gloria Barkley provide backing vocals while the lead vocal duties switch over to the song's composer and producer, Stevie Wonder.
You are the sunshine of my life. That's why I'll always be around.
You are the apple of my eye. Forever you'll stay in my heart.
I feel like
with our Hall of Perfection track at number one. That was the amazing Stevie Wonder getting a little vocal assistance from Jim Gilstrap and Lainey Groves on his Grammy-winning single for the Tamla subsidiary of Motown Records, You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Well, that's all we have for today. Please be sure to join us next week for another installment of Alt Universe Top 40. In the meantime, to check out our older episodes, simply download the Mixcloud app and follow Alt Universe Top 40. Also, you can follow the links on our website at www.altuniversetop40.com. As we mentioned before, we would love to hear from you. Please send your questions, comments, or reception reports to us in an email address to john@altuniversetop40.com. For our website and email addresses, those are all lowercase and 40 is a number. Until we meet again, keep making those good-hearted changes that time and taste demand, and keep on smiling through the static.